Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Let's praise Him every Sunday morning at 5 with Ayanda Nenemba for prayer, intercession, testimonies, worship, and the Word. Let's praise Him with Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguYehova, unguThixo igama lakho. Akekho omnye uThixo ongaphinde afaniswe nawe. Siza kuwe Thixo wethu bukhoneni bakho this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we enter your courts with praise. We want to thank you that this is the day that you have made, my Father, and we are truly glad and we rejoice in it this morning. King of glory and Lord of lords, the one who is, who was, and is to come, we want to bless you, mighty Father, that in this day, Lord God Almighty, we find purpose, Lord God, in your presence. We want to bless you as we declare the words, mighty God, of the daughters of Korah, mighty Father. How lovely is your dwelling place this morning, O Lord of heaven's armies. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home this morning, and the swallow builds her nest and raises her young at a place near your altar. O Lord of heaven's armies, my King and my God, what joy for those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessing. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before their God in Jerusalem. So this morning we want to thank you, King of glory, for having opened up an opportunity for us to appear before your throne in Jerusalem. We want to thank you, King of glory, that you have poured out blessings on your land. You have restored the fortunes of Israel. We want to bless you that you restore us again, Lord God, O God of our salvation. We want to ask that you put your anger against us, Lord God, aside once more. Father, we want to ask you this morning that let the wrath, Lord God, that is standing to follow through on the lives of individuals this morning, mighty Father, let it subside, mighty Father, so that we can stand guiltless in your presence, and we can worship you, mighty God, giving thanks and praise unto you. We want to thank you this morning that you exonerate those, Lord God, who are deep in condemnation, and you declare to them, Lord God, I have heard your prayer, and they've chosen you as the place for making sacrifices. At times I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or command grasshoppers to devour your crops, or send plagues amongst you. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will restore and will forgive their sins and restore their land. The eyes of the Lord will be open and his ears attentive to every prayer that we make, for he has chosen this temple and set it apart to be holy, a place where his name will be honored forever. We will watch over it, says the Lord, for it is dear to my heart. We bless you this morning, mighty God, that you indeed, you exalt those who are lowly this morning, Father, and you bring low those who are haughty, my Father. Lord, we want to bring repentance before you, remembering, Lord God Almighty, that we are dust, and in actual fact, mighty Father, we sin so much, sometimes intentionally and sometimes without even realizing it. This morning, Father, we are convicted about the sins of the heart, the sin of pride, mighty Father, that grows in the heart to when we stop to evaluate ourselves in a manner that is befitting, Lord God, your humility, your standard of humility. This morning, we want to pray, Lord God, and ask for forgiveness against unforgiveness, my Father. Many of us, Lord God Almighty, we do not want to harbor unforgiveness, but we just don't know, Lord God Almighty, how to let go of the pain, of the disappointment, of the weight, Lord God Almighty, especially because we keep being exposed to the same situations. So we want to ask you, Lord God, cancel the order of repeated cycles of hurt and disappointment. Father, relieve us from the pain of past circumstances and past occurrences that have kept us bound in places of unforgiveness. We desire to be pleasing before you, my Father, this morning. And we are coming before you, to say, siphelelwe ngamandla kusini. Sicela Nkosi emakhosi uhlanzwa nguwe Nkosi yamakhosi. Sicela Thixo wethu your healing this morning in Jesus' mighty name. We ask that you heal us, mighty God, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. We want to ask you, mighty God, that the weight, Lord God, of pain that is weighing us down, that is quenching the voice of power that you have given us in this season, Lord, let that pain, mighty God, be wiped away. On this day, take over to where we are celebrating, oh Mama, Lord God Almighty, isitsha senzalo yezizwe tixolunge kakhulu. We want to pray for them, mighty God, as the ones who endure pain, but also as the ones who inflict the most pain. Lord, we want to ask, forgive them as you continue to forgive the rest of us. My Father, this morning, Lord God Almighty, for harboring unforgiveness, we want to thank you that your healing power is dwelling in our midst this morning. Mighty God, cleanse our time of worship in Jesus' mighty name. Cleanse our time of worship and cleanse, mighty God, the ability, Father God Almighty, to see ourselves in the light of your word and truth. Sometimes, mighty Father, when we are a challenge to evaluate ourselves, it becomes difficult for us to accept the truth about who we are. Single Mama, we inflict so much pain and hide behind emotions and hide behind tears. Father, forgive us this morning. Forgive us, Tikowetu, for being careless with our emotions. Forgive us this morning for being careless with our needs. Forgive us this morning, mighty God, for the pain that we inflict on our husbands, the pain that we inflict on our sons, the pains that we inflict on our daughters, because of the pain that was inflicted on us that we never had an opportunity, Lord God Almighty, to process. And today, when you have given us the responsibility to be mothers, instead of being nurturers, instead of being loving, Lord, we are inflicting pain because we are still operating from a place, Lord God, of bleeding, a place of insecurity, a place of a need for healing. We are asking you this morning, Spirit of the Living God, as we invite you into our midst, won't you heal us in Jesus' mighty name? Amen and amen.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
I want to believe, Barcelona, this morning as we welcome you, that we are indeed in the presence. You know, see the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning, whom I believe the Lord is sending and making abundant in our midst, in order to heal and to reveal those places of brokenness in our lives as we come into the presence of the living God this morning. Bazalwane silungisa imvuselelo, silungisa indumiso yethu. You know, sometimes you want to open up your mouth and praise the Lord, and the Lord has the executive authority to say, hold up, stop it right there. Let me fix something first. And that's what I believe the Lord is doing in our midst this morning. And that's why, my Heavenly Father, we are just so grateful that you are not afraid to raise things amongst us and in our midst, things that are uncomfortable to deal with. Father, you are not afraid to go away, to go under the layers that we've created, the layers of survival. You are not afraid, mighty Father, to call us out when something that is presented before you is defected, mighty God. We thank you this morning for pointing out to us that our worship is defected, mighty God, because of the hemorrhaging and the undealt with wounds, Lord God Almighty, with which we come before your throne, and we do not trust you to be our healer, the same God that is able to answer our prayers, to feed our mouths, to feed our children, to raise our children, to provide for our household, the same God that is able to provide strength when we need it, the same God that is mighty and strong in our battle. He wants to show up this morning as the same God who is able to touch the soft places in our lives, those tender places that have not yet been touched before, those tender places that we try and hide from the rest of the world. Father, we want to thank you this morning, that this is indeed the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the one who is able to reveal the mind of the Father, the one who is able to go into the depths of the dark places of our lives to reveal secret things that have not yet been revealed before. And now that you have made this known to us, my Father, we are reminded that the things, Lord God Almighty, that are secret belong to you, but the things that you have revealed, they belong to us and our children. And so we are taking the grace of this moment, the grace of revelation, which shows us, mighty God, that we are hurting and that we are in need of healing. This morning we are bringing these broken places, Lord God, of our lives before you, and we can see, tick away to that, we are the product of brokenness indeed, because when we look at the leaders, mighty God, that are sent out into the world, they are unable, tick on the mantle, onge, to lead righteous, because they come from a broken foundation. Literally, Zuloko, when the foundations are broken, what can the righteous do? And yet we also know that blessed is the nation who has made the Lord their God. This morning, because you are our God, we are receiving the blessedness of healing. This morning, we do not hide that is silimele nkosiyama kosi mentally, silimele tikonamanda onge emotion, silimele physically, some of us silimele sexually, take over to silimele financially. Generations and generations of healing, mighty God, that you are fixing this morning, and we want to bless you, King of Glory, that you are not afraid, mighty Father, to call us out. And we want to thank you so much that you do not watch over, take away to our emotions, to our detriment. And if it needs that we be struck, mighty God, that we feel a little bit of pain just so we can be healed, so be it this morning. Luke chapter 13, Barcelona, hallelujah. Kuna lasia kona this morning. And the Lord, you know, is, I don't know who it is this morning that needs this ministry of healing. I don't know who it is this morning who is supposed to benefit from this ministry, but the Lord needs you to know that he has seen you, Nathaniel, whilst you were standing and sitting under the tree. He saw you, Nathaniel. Some of us this morning, Basalwana, we're coming before the Lord, and we are putting a front before the Lord our God, a front which does not necessarily impress the Lord. And so the Lord wants us to know this morning that even though we attempted to question him, even though we attempted to question him, literally Zwilikatiko, there was an instance in the book of John chapter 1 verse 43, literally, so the next day Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to me, follow me. Hallelujah, glory be to Jesus. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethesda. Philip found Nathanael and told him,
We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph. Glory be to Jesus, Barcelona. Nazareth, can anything good come out of them? These are the words of Nathaniel. Nathaniel is speaking from a place of brokenness. Jonga kanjanina, come and see, kuchu Philip ku Nathaniel. When Jesus saw Nathaniel approach him, he said of him, here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Now Jesus is speaking words of life over the life of Nathaniel, who did not even understand or see that he is being seen by Jesus, the Messiah. And so Nathaniel asked the question, how do you undazelapi? And he is asking Jesus, who is the Messiah, utundazelapi? Have you ever been in a situation where a situation wants to acknowledge you, wants to embrace you, where people want to acknowledge you, they want to embrace you, but the brokenness in you responds and asks, Nindazelapi? Nathaniel asked, and Jesus answered, I saw you, Nathaniel. I saw you this morning. I saw you whilst you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. Then Nathaniel declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Oh, my Father, we want to thank you this morning. When we read the story of Peter, we thought he was the only one that was able to recognize that indeed Jesus Christ is the Son of God through the revelation of the Holy Spirit. But this morning we are seeing the work of the Holy Spirit that is able to open the eyes of the blind, those who are blinded by pain and brokenness, those who think they are hidden under rubbles, Nkosiama Kosi, of years of disappointment, of years of pain this morning. But you are answering somebody who has been asking life, how do you know me? Those who have been asking opportunity, how do you know me? Those who have been asking promotion, how do you know me? Those who have been asking to the call to rise up and to take a seat in the king's table, those who have been reluctant at the opportunity to rule and reign together with Christ Jesus, this morning you are answering, I saw you whilst you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. My Father, this morning we want to bless you. O Figilum Togos is in our midst, the one who has been sent as a healer, the one who has been sent to touch those tender places, the one who has been sent to make us whole. Sekafiki lumthokozisi, as we wait, Bazalwane, for the day of ascension, as we wait for the day when the Holy Spirit shall indeed be poured amongst us. Sekafiki lumthokozisi, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh my God.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
It shall never lose its power this morning. Matthew chapter 6 verse 14. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. And when you fast, don't make it obvious as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled so people can admire them for their fasting. I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get. But when you fast, comb your hair and wash your face. Then no one will notice that you are fasting except your Father, who knows what you do in private, and your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. This morning, mighty Father, when we speak to one another, but we can't run away, my Father, when you speak to us. And this morning, my Father, we want to thank you this morning that, Lord, we are learning once again about the power of the blood of Jesus, and that the power of the blood of Jesus shall never lose its power. So today, mighty God, we want to raise the voice of the blood of Jesus over each and every area of unforgiveness in our lives. This morning, mighty Father, we release every pain, every hurt, mighty Father, every area, Lord God, of disappointment, every area of woundedness. This morning, we want to thank you that you are our healer, my Father. That is who you are in our lives. You are the mighty warrior. You are the one who fights for us. This morning, mighty Father, you fight for us because that is who you are. Tikowe tolungileyo, jonga kwenzeka ntoni mzalwane wam. In the book of Luke chapter 13, the Bible tells us, verse 10, one Sabbath day, as Jesus was teaching in a synagogue, he saw a woman who had been crippled by an evil spirit. Hallelujah. She had been bent double for 18 years and was unable to stand up. Ah, my God, to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Dear woman, you are healed of your sickness." Then he touched her, and instantly she could stand straight. How she praised God. Glory be to Jesus. This morning, there's the voice of Jesus Christ speaking to our barrenness, speaking to our crippled areas, speaking to our bent areas. You know, the Bible says this woman was double bent. She could not even stand straight. Sometimes when you are carrying a load for too long, even your posture changes. The posture of your confidence, how you show up to the world, how you show up before God. Even when doors are open for you, sometimes it takes you longer to enter those doors, and you end up missing opportunities because you are bent over double. But today, the word of the Lord is coming to call straight and to make straight those crooked places in our lives, to cause us to stand up straight and to face the season of opportunity that stands before us this morning. Let me explain, Barcelona, the reason why healing is so important. And I understand that the issue of healing is a very sensitive subject because it challenges us to go to places that we really don't want to go back to. It challenges us to go to places that we prefer not to go to. But this morning, if it is the Lord himself opening up, Loma Nqeba, siyayazi uThixo uba uzawusithwalela, bazalwane. Oh, asiwabali Loma Nqeba, ngoba uThixo uzawusithwalela Loma Nqeba. The disadvantage, Barcelona, of walking around carrying the heavy burden of hurt and disappointment. Little is Gatito in the book of Luke chapter 13, verse 6. Then Jesus told this story. Hallelujah. A man planted a fig tree in his garden and came again to see if there was any fruit on it. But he was always disappointed. Always disappointed. Hey, Barcelona, sometimes this is exactly the story of our lives. God has planted so much word in us. God has given us his one and only begotten son. And every time the season of harvest comes, the Lord comes to us and he finds us barren. We are barren. We are unable to bear fruit. Why? Because we are carrying the burden and the weight of things of the past, the weight of sin, the weight of unforgiveness. It blocks us from being able to access the grace by which we are able to abide in the Lord, and He abides in us that we may be able to produce fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of our everyday effort. But today the Lord is here to fight on behalf of somebody. The Lord is here to contend for the souls of those who have been held in the bondage of unforgiveness, the bondage of pain, the bondage, Mazaluane, of a lack, or the bondage of no access to deliverance, the bondage from being bent over double for 18 years. The Lord says it doesn't matter how old this limitation is in your life, how old this pain is, how old this wound is. I am here this morning to touch. Oh, Father God Almighty, we receive your touch. I can feel your touch in my own heart this morning. I can feel your touch in these areas, mighty God, that have been bruised for so long. They have even become a comfort zone in my life. They have been even become my identity. They have even become the place from which I move, my Father. Thank you for shaking this ground, tikona manga onge, of hurt and disappointed and disappointment that I've been standing on, that every one of us who are in need of this ministry this morning has been standing on. Thank you for shaking this ground, mighty God, and for destroying these foundations of brokenness, for destroying these foundations, mighty God, of woundedness this morning, and for releasing your healing touch and your healing right hand, that we may be healed this morning, that indeed, the next time you come around, when you come back, tick over to look at this plant that you have planted out of love, the next time you come around, you will find love, you will find peace, you will find joy, oh, you will find perseverance this morning, you will find brotherly love, you will find gentleness, you will find kindness. Oh, my Father, we want to thank you that you will find a tangible fruit, fruit that gives you the glory, my Father. Oh, Barcelona, in case somebody is not hearing what God is saying, so what is at stake when we do not receive the ministry of healing is that we struggle to produce fruit. We struggle to be fruitful in our walk and relationship with the Lord. And so, verse 7, finally he said to his gardener, I've waited 3 years and there hasn't been a single fig. Cut it down. It's just taking up space in the garden. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my Father, this morning. Oh, Jesus, we want to thank you that the instruction may have gone out. Cut it down. But my Father, this morning you are faithful. My Father, this morning you are a God of second and third and fourth and many, many chances. Hear what the gardener says. Hear what our highest intercessor, Hoya Takoya, says. Hear what the mediator of our souls says. The one who is seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and I this morning. Our greatest intercessor. Hear what he says in response. The gardener answered, sir, give it one more chance. Leave it another year and I will give it special attention and plenty. Oh my God, this morning, and plenty of fertilizer. If we get figs next year, fine. But if not, then only you can cut it down. There is a scarlet rope that has been sent down. Oh, Barcelona, for somebody this morning, there is a scarlet thread of healing that has been sent for somebody this morning. Oh, Barcelona, there is an opportunity that has been given for somebody to come this morning to the healing ministry of the one who was sent to be broken. The Bible says he was bruised for our iniquity. His body was broken for our healing. Oh, my God, this morning we want to thank you. Siangena because that is where our healing is this morning. We want to bless you, Tikoweto, that you are contending right now for the soul and the heart of somebody who has become so bitter, Tikoweto, they can't even hear as you are speaking this morning. Lord, we are contending in agreement with you this morning for the souls of those who have been hurt so long. Their identity is in pain. Their identity identity is in disappointment. Their identity is in mental illness, mental frailness this morning, broken emotions, a low emotional quotient this morning. My Father, we want to bless you. Osiabulela, King of Kings, that indeed you fight for us this morning, because Jehovah is your name. It is the name that is above every other name. Oh, every knee and every tongue shall bow this morning. Every sickness shall bow at the mention of your name, because whomsoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall indeed be saved. Salvation has come to our house. Salvation has come to our heart, for the kingdom of God has come near to us this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Your name.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Father, we want to thank you this morning for fighting our battles. We want to thank you for showing up as our healer this morning, my Father. Lord, we want to thank you, Thixo wethu, that when we come into the place of worship, Lord, we come bare and naked before you, Lord God Almighty, ready to receive instruction from you, my Father. But today you met us, Lord God Almighty, indeed with healing in your wings, and we want to bless you today. Bunganyanzelekanga, Thixo wethu olungileyo. You could have left us, mighty God, to die in our sin. You could have left us to die in the sin of unforgiveness, but today you chose to release your grace for healing, mighty God. You chose to release your grace that we may begin to walk in the fullness, Lord God, of forgiveness, mighty Father. Having received forgiveness from you, mighty Father, we give freely, take over to those who don't even deserve our forgiveness, because we too are products, mighty God, of a forgiveness that we do not even deserve. So this morning we receive it, mighty God, what you have given us, and we receive it with thanksgiving, mighty Father. Our hearts rejoice in you this morning, King of Glory. Our hearts exalt you, mighty Father, with our praise, mighty God. We build you and your worship, mighty Father. We thank you this morning, that our voices, Lord God, shout forth your praise this morning. Thank you for the release from bondage. Thank you for releasing and loosing our tongues, that our praise may be pure before you, my Father. That our worship may be pure before you this morning. Thank you for releasing the inner voice of those whose voices have been shut out, mighty God, because of pain and disappointment along the way, because of woundedness, mighty God. Sometimes it is not their own, but generational woundedness. This morning, we bless you for the men and women that have been exonerated this morning, the men and women that have been redeemed, mighty God, from places of darkness into your marvelous light. We bless you, Thixo wethu, nankum chagas wako this morning. Nali bandla lakho lizokudumisa, Thixo wethu. Sithi siyakudumisa, Thixo. Siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguYehova. We bless you, my King and my Father, this morning. The one who is, who was, and is to come, the beginning and the end of all things. We worship you and we build, mighty God, ubungcwele bakho in our praises, in the manner in which we conduct our lives, in the fruit of our lives. We are declaring, let the name of the Lord be glorified. My Father, we bless you that you have heard the cry of our heart. You have answered, mighty God, our prayer. Little Zula Kotikowe to in the book of Hosea, that mighty God, it is your grace that causes you to reach out to us and to
answer us. I just want to read it, Barcelona, in the book of Hosea, chapter 1 this morning. Little Izulgatiko, on the day I will make a covenant with all the wild animals and the birds of the sky, hallelujah, and the animals that scurry along the ground, so they will not harm you, hallelujah. I will remove all weapons of war from your land and all swords and bows, so that you can live unafraid in peace and in safety. Oh God, in peace and in safety this morning, somebody, mighty God. For someone, this may mean nothing, but for somebody else, just the ability to walk and to wake up and not be afraid that somebody is about to attack you, and not be afraid that the inner voice of condemnation will speak evil again, and not be afraid that your mental health will fail you, and not be afraid that your heart aches so much it shows even it, you know, with people that do not even know you. Mighty God, we thank you for this promise. We receive it this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts, that we will live unafraid in peace and in safety because of the word that you have spoken to us this morning. The Bible tells us, Basalwane, I will make you my wife forever. Hallelujah. Oh, the beautiful bride of Christ. This morning we want to thank you, King of glory, showing us righteousness and justice, unfailing love and compassion. You will be faithful to us, and you will make us yours, my Father, and we will finally know you as God. This is the deepest desire of our heart, that we will know you as God, my Father, that we do not know you from looking at you through broken lenses, mighty God, but that our vision will be cleared, that we will see you for who you are, that we will know you for who you are, that we will desire to be pleasing before you at all times, in all seasons. This morning we thank you, we bless you, King of glory, and we honor you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name, we receive healing this morning, Lord God Almighty, as we go into a time of celebrating on Mama Betu. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, that we are doing so from a place of true thanksgiving this morning, in Jesus' mighty name.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
And that is exactly who the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, is to us this morning. Our healer, my family, happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers out there. I just want to give this opportunity, the next 5 minutes, my family, to a time of celebration as we celebrate our mothers. And as we declare to you, I just want to read this beautiful scripture. You know, scripture is beautiful. Let me tell you that, my family. The book of Proverbs, chapter 31 this morning, I am going to read from, where am I reading from? Hang on. I'm going to read from 15, right? Proverbs chapter 31, verse 15. She rises also whilst it is still night, hallelujah, and gives food to her household and assigns tasks to her maids. She considers a field before she buys or accepts it, expanding her business prudently. With her profits, she plants fruitful vines in her vineyard. She equips herself with strength, spiritual, mental, and physical fitness for her God-given tasks, and makes her arms strong. She sees that her gain is good. Her lamp does not go out, but it burns continuously through the night. She is prepared for whatever lies ahead. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands to hold the spindle, as she spins wool into thread for clothing.
She opens and extends her hand to the poor, and she reaches out her filled hands to the needy. She does not fear the snow for her household, for all in her household are clothed in expensive scarlet wool. She makes for herself coverlets, cushions, and rugs of tapestry. Her clothing is linen, pure and fine, and purple wool. Her husband is known in the city's gates when he sits amongst the elders of the land. She makes fine linen and garments and sells them. She supplies sashes to the merchants. Strength and dignity are her clothing. Whoa! And her position is strong and secure. She smiles at the future, knowing that she and her family are prepared. She opens her mouth in skillful and godly wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue, giving counsel and instruction. She looks well to how things go in her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, happy, prosperous, to be admired. Her husband also, and he praises her, saying, many daughters. Hallelujah. These are the words that the Lord is speaking to somebody this morning. So you might want to receive it, Mama Wam, this morning. Many daughters have done nobly and well with the strength of character that is steadfast in goodness. But you, my daughter, says the Lord, you excel them all. This morning, may we receive the words of comfort and the words as we celebrate our mothers in Jesus' mighty name.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
That is the biggest gift that we could ever get, my family, this morning, 12 minutes after 6. And that is the gift of healing for our souls, the gift of healing for our broken hearts this morning. If you are a mom and you've just joined us, we want to say to you, happy, happy, happy Mama's Day this morning. It is Radio Pulpit, 13 minutes after 6. We're making way this morning for Utato Sandile Swana. The conversation continues, my family, on the importance of fatherhood. This morning, we come back to a great song that we are dedicating to our mothers. But before we do that, we welcome Mam Khaukhelo on 0826572729. Our lines are open, 012-334-1322. Mam Khaukhelo, good morning.
Our Father in heaven, mighty God, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father, that at this point in time, we're able to wake up. We thank you for another day in our lives. Modimo wa ka matla ohle, re thaba ha ka kang, ha re ho khunamela, ka jeko re batho. Father, we thank you. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Mighty God, we take this precious moment to come together with our sister,
yes,
Ayanda,
Lord,
and the whole of the Radio Pulpit family, just to praise you, my Lord, just to thank you for another day. It's very cold outside. It's raining. But we say thank you, Lord, for another day. May you be with us and bless us. In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.